making my entire body tremble. Some of that hot saliva drips on my face and I cringe away from him, trying not to whimper. The worst thing I can do right now is show how afraid I am. But with him standing over me, it's hard to be brave. Aunt Lou would be so mad at me. If she knew I was out running tonight, I'd be dead. Though I guess it doesn't matter because I'm as good as dead now. The wolf snaps his teeth. They clack inches from my nose. Gripping the pepper spray, I press my body further into the ground. Sharp rocks dig into my back. The wolf releases a deep growl, one that vibrates from his chest and into mine, making my heart stutter to a stop for a few seconds before it begins to pound so hard and fast that I can't hear anything but its thudding and the wolf's warning noises. I know without a doubt he's going to bite me, and I won't have enough time to spray him. I know without a doubt when he does, it'll hurt. And I know without a doubt I can't escape. For the last time, I let my scream rip through the air, praying someone hears my desperate cry and saves me. The wolf strikes, biting my left shoulder. My fingers on that side of my body unclench and the small can slips from my hand. Pain lances through me, lighting up every nerve with excruciating hurt. I've never been bitten before, not even by a dog or cat. This is far worse than I ever imagined being attacked by a wild animal could be. With his teeth firmly embedded in my skin, he shakes his head, ripping apart my muscles. He's going to kill me. With my last dredges of strength, I lift my uninjured arm and slam my fist into his nose, taking satisfaction in the way he whines. His teeth tear from me, covered in blood. Glancing at my shoulder, I see a mangled mess of ripped flesh and blood. There is so much. Too much. I scream again, stomach turning at the sight, but I can't seem to look away. The wolf lifts its head and echoes the sound with another howl. Goose flesh ripples down my arms and our voices intertwine almost seamlessly. Sounds warble as a wave of dizziness crashes over me. No, I can't pass out. I have to stay awake. Otherwise, I'll be an easy kill. Fight. I have to fight him. No matter how much my mind is screaming at me to stay awake, I can't. My eyes flutter closed and everything goes black. I can't breathe. Running as fast as I can, pumping my arms and legs like I never have before, I sprint through the night. It doesn't matter how fast I am, he is faster. His breath is warm against my ankles. Those razor-sharp teeth brush my skin. For what feels like the 100th time, I scream into the night. Raven, get up! Lifting my hand, I swing my fist toward the person brave enough to wake me. None of that, Aunt Lou says, catching my fist in her hand and squeezing it before releasing my fingers. Do you mind explaining to me what the hell you're doing on this porch? Peeling one eye open, I glance around. My back aches from lying on the wooden floor and I'm trembling with a chill in the air. I don't know. What time is it? The last thing I remember is the wolf, darkness, being bitten, that savage howl. I open my other eye and sit, staring at the yard. Across the patches of dead grass, at the edges of our sidewalk, is the forest. In the early morning hour, there's a faint fog hugging the ground, but there are no beasts in sight. Are you even listening to me? Aunt Lou's gaze hardens when I swing mine to meet hers. She doesn't believe me. It's not the first time she's found me on the porch, though usually I have a raging hangover to thank for waking up like this. No more, Raven. She places her hands on her hips. The next time I find you out here, I'm sending you back to rehab. Gritting my teeth, I fight off a scowl. You know, I haven't had a drink since before I went last year. The last time she found me out here, I had a damn good reason for stealing her vodka. Isn't it perfectly normal for a teenager to want a drink? Not that any normal teenager guzzles a bottle of vodka like it's soda pop, but that's beside the point. The last time I had alcohol was over a year ago, right after my 17th birthday. Did something happen? Her hazel green eyes cloud with concern, and she shoves her graying bangs out of her face. She's probably wondering what set me off. How do I tell her I was attacked by a wolf? The bite. Glancing down, I see specks of blood covering the torn strap of my tank top. Scowling at it, I yank my shirt aside, exposing my intact skin. Not even a scratch. What the fuck?